USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats, 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. The very latest now on the race from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House.
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in mortal danger. For his commitment and dedication to public service, can we meet again?
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying seven homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.